Mark, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, doing very well, Ashin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, listen, delighted to have you on, Mark. And I suppose we're just days out now from your departure from Ireland, obviously, and you're going to the training camp ahead of the Games. Is it still as exciting now for you heading to what is your third Olympics as what it was for your first Games in Rio in 2016?
Yeah, it is still exciting. I'm in the form of my life at the minute. As you said there, my first Olympic Games was in Rio 2016. And then I went to Tokyo 2021. And now this is my third game. So it is exciting. Like I'm going out there with a lot of personal expectations to do well. So really, really excited about that opportunity.
Yeah. You said you're in the form of your life. It's been a fantastic 2024 for you, Mark. And I suppose we'll go into that. There was the slight blip of the Europeans where it didn't go your way in Rome. But I was actually looking at times from this year and comparing them over the last couple of years. The longer your career's gone on and the more experience you've got, you've become an even better athlete. Is that fair to say, Mark?
Yeah, I have. Like I've kind of refined some of my training techniques, my nutrition, my psychology, my different approaches to improving my 800 meter times, and I think that's kind of shown now in my racing times, which have got better over the last couple of years. Obviously the spike technology has helped there too, so there's a lot of things that are coming into play. But I think one thing is just the belief, and it's not just amongst myself, but it's amongst a lot of the 800 meter athletes at the minute. And even see it this year, there's guys that are just taking races on and running the first 400 meters in 48 seconds, 49 seconds, and then they're going through to 600, running 115 through 600 meters. So I think there's just a real want to grab the bull by the horns and just go for it, you know, and I think that's making a big difference to 800 meter running globally at the minute.
Yeah, and that seems to be sort of the general pattern right across athletics, and we can see it with Irish teams who are heading to big championships and preparing for championships, and when you look at the likes of the relay team, and obviously the likes of Ciara McGeehan as well, who's running in various events, that there's the attitude and the mindset is very, very much more driven this time around, Mark. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, like we've got a great opportunity for lots of great performances across the Irish team. It's a really strong Irish team that's been selected. And like we've got some medal chances in there as well. So I think the overall attitude of the team is that like we're going there to really compete this time. And we're not just going there supposed to make up the numbers really. And that's a great place to be. It's a great environment to be a part of as well. And as I said, like it's a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah. And Rio, you ran two rounds. In Tokyo, you bowed out in the opening heat. What's the target in Paris then, Mark?
The target in Paris is to go out there and to represent the shape that I believe that I'm currently in. The thing about 800 meters is that you have a lot of kind of elements that are combining. I ran a 400 meters there last weekend, and you know it's kind of just an all-out sprint. You go as hard as you can. You're in your own lane. You don't have any of these tactical elements coming into play that you do in an 800 meters. So there's a lot of different scenarios that can work out depending on who's in your heat and how the race is run and how fast, how slow the race is. So like there's different scenarios that come into play. I suppose my overall aim is to just go out there and give the best representation of where I believe my ability is at the minute.
So what's your training like then, Mark, at the moment? Obviously, you don't actually start until Wednesday the 7th of August as the first rounds of the 800 at the Stade de France. So where's your training at the moment? Now, as we know, you ran that personal best and the 400 last week and with an excellent run. So now what's going to happen over this week and next week is as you lead in and you're tapering off towards the actual start of the games for you?
Yeah, so I suppose we're into that real tapering period at the minute, but I don't think that anything really changes in terms of the layout of the week. Like I'm still hitting all of the key training targets. It's just really about refining it, maybe reducing the volume a little bit, and just fine tuning the different elements. Like my speed is going to need to be there coming into the championships. I said that after the national championships this year that I wanted to really try work on my speed. And that will be important come the Olympic Games on the 7th of August. So it's really just making sure that I suppose my strengths are really shining and coming to the fore. and that I'm ready for the 7th of August.
Yeah. I remember talking to Philip Dagenham, the Donegal cyclist who was part of the Sky team, and he won a stage in the Vuelta a España, and talking to him, he was giving us the picture that he was very much like a robot with his day-to-day routine. Is that the exact same for you guys as athletes, that everything is so strict and by time and routine?
Yeah, like I suppose over the last couple of months, I've just trying to be getting ready for the time that the race is going to be at. I think it's a morning time race, and I think the semi-final is the same. It's only the final that's on in the evening session. And that's a little bit different to previous championships where, you know, you had the semis in the evening time. And so you needed to be able to race in the morning and the evening. But I suppose I've just been getting up earlier in the morning. I've been training earlier in the morning, just getting the mindset changed for that. And yeah, like every day you do have a job that you need to do. I suppose that's really the function of high performance, isn't it? Just doing something better each day, every day. And yeah, look, thankfully this year it's worked out so far. I've ran two national records, and you know I've been racing really well, so it's been working out so far.
Obviously your downtime and your relaxation time can just be as important as the training time. Mark, what does Mark English do just to relax and chill out?
Well, I actually really enjoy a bit of fishing. Every time I get up to Donegal, I go out with my brother-in-law, and you know, we can go out in the rocks or out in the boat, but it's really a relaxing way to enjoy yourself. So yeah, I think that's probably the most enjoyable thing I do.
Listen, since the last Olympic Games, there obviously has been changes, and one of those has been on the management front, where you tied up with Ricky Simpson in 2000, and I think it was the end of 2022. So how has moving along with pace management benefited you, Mark?
Yeah, like it's been really good. Obviously, Ricky's a native of Donegal, and he's been a really good sounding board for some ideas to bounce off as well. And obviously, with the roster that pace management sports have, it's been helping me to get into certain races as well. So it's been really, really helpful. And really thankful for his support over the last number of years.
Yeah. As we said earlier, you're a more experienced athlete now, Mark, and I suppose with that as well, it helps you more, does it? It suits you better and build up to big competitions. You know a lot more how to handle them better than what you did probably previously.
Yeah, I suppose that just comes with time and experience. I suppose it's a skill, really, isn't it? Like, you know, the more exposure that you have to it, it's exciting every time I get out on the track. And I guess the day that I go out onto the track and I don't have those nerves or that kind of almost a small bit of anxiety going into a race, I'd be kind of worried. But I'm excited even to go out to Paris and put it into practice once more.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to most about these games? Because obviously it's the games that's closer to home. The first one that's closer to home for you, because it was a quite trek to Rio and Tokyo in the previous ones. What are you looking forward to most now about the one in France?
Looking forward to the competition, first and foremost. Like I put a lot of work into this year. I've taken time out from my medical studies since January. I'm just looking forward to going out and really giving the best account of myself. And I feel like I'm in really good shape at the minute, and I am looking forward to racing everyone else out on that start line.
Okay, Mark, we look forward to seeing you on the start line as well. And all we can do here now in Highland is wish you the very best of luck in Paris next month.
Thanks, Ashton.